The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, love them or loathe them, we are all in WhatsApp groups, whether it's for family, school, sports, work, parties, all of the above. It feels like there is a WhatsApp group for everything. And it begs the question, have we had enough? Well, I am joined now by Alison Curtis from Today FM. Alison, how many are you in? Come on, be honest.
So, yeah, no, I think that when your children are in primary school level, you can get inundated because it's like, what was that art project? What was that school trip? How much for this? And all that kind of stuff. I think when the children get a little bit older, those kind of groups quiet and drop down. But I did find them a great resource when Joan was younger, and I didn't mind being part of them. And what I really like is because a lot of the people that I'm really close to live in various different countries. I love that we can all be in this thread of a conversation that continues. Like with my family group, there's people in Holland, I'm in Ireland, they're in Canada. And I think that it's nice that we can keep up to our day-to-day life through that instead of individual messages.
So it's basically a bit of a lifeline for you, a bit of a connection with family abroad.
Oh, absolutely. And I, at one stage, I think Facebook was that, but I'm not on it anymore. I know a lot of people aren't either. But I love that we had this group set up. I set it up about 12 years ago. And at that stage, my uncle was in his 80s. And then my daughter only joined it last year. So it's like three generations of people in this group. And sometimes we're just sending each other pictures of our breakfast. Or my cousin Curtis will say, what's your current view, everyone? And it will be like, you know, someone on a walk. Or it just makes me feel more connected to them, definitely, as I live here.
I'm looking through my phone here. For my family alone, there's 5 WhatsApp groups. Now, if all of those are going at the one time, and inevitably they are, I mean, you're talking a lot of notifications right throughout the day. I mean, how many are you getting here, Alison?
I actually do have WhatsApp turned off from time to time, and a few groups, I won't say which ones, muted. So there are options here around all of this. But if you have a lot of notifications going on, it isn't good. I can understand how that can be really, really stressful and really distracting as well. I do get that for sure.
Yeah, see, I think the problem with them, right, is that secretly, a lot of people are kind of exhausted by them, but you can't leave because it looks rude. You can't mute in case they ever see your food, your feed. And actually, you are afraid at this point of missing something. It's kind of a FOMO.
I think you can be afraid of that. And actually, when you just made me laugh there, I was thinking about, there was one stage where I was completely overwhelmed by the school group that my daughter was part of. And I stupidly was like, I'll just exit this. Nobody will notice. Everybody, loads of people texted afterwards going, are you okay? We saw that you know you exited. No,
they always notice.
So, yeah, I mean, I suppose like everything in life, you have to set your own boundaries. And some people, you know, are fine and some other people get oversensitized about it very easily. But you do fear that you are missing out if you're not part of different groups. And I mean, I do know a lot of people that just mute certain groups and check in on them every so often.
Do you actually think, Alison, as somebody who's clearly in favour and clearly a member of a number of groups, that they create genuine community, genuine
Definitely.
Relationships?
Absolutely. And again, like I go back to say my family groups, like I have cousins that are in their late 30s and they did their degrees in Holland. And I just felt I was able to just communicate with them. So it's a group of 4 cousins, not the larger family group. And it was just
so this is a subgroup.
Yeah, just it was a way of checking in and talking about the things that interest us that might not interest everybody, and know that like I'm a relative that's close-ish, like living in Ireland versus Canada. How are you guys doing? Do you want to come over here? Like, you know, like there were lots of ways of connecting with them that way, and I appreciated that for sure. And then I know, Ciara, you probably had this as well, but I have a groups of like cool moms. All of us in, of a certain age have a one WhatsApp group called Cool Moms because that's how we view ourselves. And it's just a bit of a release and stupid, ridiculous things and kind of reassuring because a lot of us in this group have daughters and we're like, do they do that? Is this normal? Does this look okay? So I find them a lifeline like that.
Who are the worst people in group chats? Is it the voice note person? Is it the person who insists on replying, thanks everyone, thumbs up, thank you, great day, great day, great day? The one who starts organising absolutely everything. Like, come on, you know these people exist,
well,
Alison. Maybe we are those people.
Well, this is the thing. So some of my friends I do have an open voice note relationship with. We are okay with little podcasts being sent because I walk a dog. I like listening to them. I never really leave ones. I max out at 4 minutes. That's long enough, but I get ones that are longer and that's okay. But the person that would annoy me or persons would be the people that have the answers to everything all the time. if a question is asked.
Who is that person? Be honest. I'm you don't have to name them, but what are they saying? What group are they in?
No, Kira, that's too much. That's too much. Oh. But just someone who's always like, I know the answer right away.
Have you ever sent a message to the wrong WhatsApp group?
Yes. Thankfully, though, it wasn't disastrous. So it was just a silly and I deleted it and I'd be like, oh, sorry, that was not to do with you. Or the wrong, like multiple Kiras in my phone book, the wrong Kira. So nothing disastrous. So you do have to be careful about that.
Okay, so look, there'll be lots of people listening going, I actually hate WhatsApp group. I hate being on my phone all the time. But the truth is what you're saying, Alison, none of us can actually survive or it appears parent without them.
This is true. I agree with that 100%, definitely.
Okay, Alison, will you send me a message and we'll set up our own group? Because I don't think we've got one going yet.
No, we have to. We have to talk about buying stuff in Marks and Spencer's and whether we need it or not.
Okay, that's not my cool mom group, but okay, whatever, Alison. Alison Curtis, back to your WhatsApp group and your bombardment and all of your internet activity. Alison Curtis from Today FM, thank you so much for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.